The AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
What part of time this season at the Kohl Center for the Wisconsin basketball team as Greg Gard's group takes on the Purdue Boilermakers. Finally, they meet. It's been a year since they've taken on Matt Painter's team, the Big Ten champion Purdue Boilermakers, and they could be outright champions if Michigan falls tonight and Michigan trails Illinois at halftime 33-31. Whatever happens, Purdue will be the number one seed in next week's Big Ten Conference Tournament. That said, the Boilers have dropped four of their last six. They sit 13-5 of the Big Ten, 24-5 overall. The win one, lose one deal continues for the Badgers. They are 16-12 overall, 8-10 in Big Ten play. Should be a pretty good atmosphere here tonight. Area red already filling in, and we're a bit more than an hour away from the opening tip. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin and the Purdue Boilermakers ranked fifth, if you are concerned with rankings. They do really well in the analytics as well as they come into town for the one and only regular season meeting with the Wisconsin Badgers, as we're joined by Jeff Patricus. I mentioned at the top, Illinois leads Michigan at the half 33-31. If Illinois ends up winning that game, then Purdue is the outright Big Ten champion, and it would also mean that whoever finishes second in the Big Ten is going to have 8 losses in the conference. I mean, if that's not the definition of a muddled mess, I don't know what is.
Will there be an 8-way tiebreaker to determine that? Because it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it could be. Right now, you got Iowa, Maryland, Northwestern, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan State, and Rutgers, all with 8 losses so far. And Purdue, as good as it is, it has 5 losses. 15-5 got it done last year for Wisconsin and Illinois. So whatever term you want to use, parity, whatever, there's just not a ton of separation. You have Wisconsin right now in 11th at 8-10, and the top 4 teams, someone's going to have 8 losses in there. I mean, that's just how razor's edge it's been.
Well, Wisconsin fans, all they have to do, and Greg Gardner knows this as well as anyone, is look at the schedule, look at how many close games they've played in, and look at some of the close games that they've lost that they should have won. Rutgers, probably the second Northwestern game, the Michigan game. Instead of 8-10, you are 11-7, if I do the math properly, coming into tonight's game.
Yep, and then last year they had that run of so many games that they won that went down to the wire. I maintain in this league, Minnesota's trailing Rutgers early in the second half. Gophers have 1 conference win, but you look at that roster and Dawson Garcia, Pharrell Payne, I think he's really going to be a force for those guys. I mean, I know their record is horrible, but you see talent even there with the 14th place team in the league. I don't know if there's going to be a team out of this conference that can win the national championship or how this league is going to represent itself in the NCAA tournament. But I think you got a lot of teams who are at worst pretty good, and even the worst team in the league, there's enough there to cause problems.
Let's put it this way. In terms of a nightly grind of how well you have to be prepared to play, no matter whether you're home or away and who you're facing, let's say, other than Minnesota, it's not easy. And I would say I like Purdue because of Edie, and they've got some depth, but they don't handle pressure well. And if they play a team in the NC2As that's going to get up into their freshman guards, if I'm a Purdue fan, that would concern me. I still think the team that has a chance, if it get its act together, and it has at times this year, is Illinois, because they can defend. They can play half-court offense. They can get out and run and transition. They've got some guys who can score, but they've been inconsistent at times as well.
Tell me about your thoughts on the Boilermakers and Zach Edey. Last year, he played 19 minutes a game. This year, more than 30, close to 33 in the Big Ten. And one of the amazing things I've noticed, that we've all noticed about him, he probably gets fouled more than what's called, but he only commits. It's not even 2 fouls a game. I mean, this guy, athletically gifted, high IQ, somebody who took up the sport about 5 years ago.
There's a couple things that work, I think. He's very long. So in terms of being able to block shots, he can block shots from a distance where there's not any body contact. And the way they use him on defense, a lot of times he's like a zone defender just waiting to kind of close things off if somebody gets beat. He doesn't take a lot of risks. I think he does get hammered, and I think he's finding out what some guys who have come before him who are really, really big, that it takes a lot, if you're going to hit them, to move them or to look as if they've been hit, and referees aren't going to call that.
Yeah, and the freshman guards, they're not shooting it particularly well here of late as a team, but just that old line, how good is your best? And I think Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith are proving that their best matches up pretty well.
Yeah, and that was probably, there were 2 questions I had about Purdue this year. How would Edey make the transition from a reserve who played X number of minutes to having to play starters minutes? And how would the freshman guards handle it? They were very good early. They're very good for most of the season. They are sagging a bit late, and that's the, like I said, that's the one thing that concerns me. Do they come back up and start trending upward again, heading into postseason play, or are they hitting the wall and sliding down?
When does the one more year chant start for Tyler Wall tonight?
I think they were probably chanting outside. And I'll be honest with you, you know, everyone's respected Tyler Spacey. He's been acting 100 times. He said before the season, I'm going to let it play out on the side. I expect him to be back. Yep. I just do, simply because he loves college basketball. There's no secret he loves it here. And he's not going to have the NBA as an option. And then it's going to be, do you want to play in the G League, or do you want to try to go overseas, or do you want to stick it out for one more year, which could be a really good team next year?
Yeah, this has the makings of being, they've talked about, you know, maybe being active at the portal if they can, but they've got this core returning and a recruiting class that I think is very intriguing. So they still want to see what they can do the rest of this year. But, you know, I think for a team that is still pretty young in spots, the future looks pretty good. Appreciate your time as always, sir. See you Sunday.
Well, God willing, that I'll be able to make it up there. Because you know you want to see me again for one last time.
I know. You're just sorry that storm is missing here.
I really wish.
Allegedly. All right. That's Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial plannings that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Attract a wide variety of birds to your yard with Enchanted Garden Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends with sunflower, millet, and other grains to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. Get a 20-pound bag of Enchanted Garden Sunflower Seeds for just $14.99 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. And tonight we look ahead, specifically to November 20th through the 22nd, as the Badgers will make the trip down to Florida to take part in the Fort Myers tip-off, along with West Virginia, Virginia, and SMU. We hear this evening from Mark Starziak, vice president at Intersport and the tournament director of the Fort Myers tip-off. The Badgers were going to be down in that event a couple of years ago, but the pandemic
put a pause on a lot of things, including this tournament. So better late than never, and they are thrilled to have the Badgers in Southwest Florida.
Wisconsin's important to us in Southwest Florida to the tournament, and you know the area is important to the Badgers and Badger fans too.
This is a great field, and I'm not just saying that because let me tell you the teams. You've got, obviously, outside of the Badgers, you've got Virginia, West Virginia, and SMU. Badger fans will be familiar, obviously, with Tony Bennett, Bob Huggins, Rob Lanier, right now in his first year at SMU. But that's a heck of a field, Mark.
Great field, great brands, great coaches. It's shaping up to be a really nice Thanksgiving down in Fort Myers next November.
Let me ask you before we get into more of the basketball. Obviously, people are well aware of what happened with Hurricane Ian and Fort Myers Beach specifically. But you folks were able to have this past season, the fifth edition of the Fort Myers tip-off. That area around the arena where fans would be staying, that's all in really good shape?
We were very, very fortunate to have no changes from our traditional infrastructure down there in Fort Myers for the tournament this past November. Like you mentioned, the Western Cape Coral, one of our main host hotels, Anvil Harbor Marriott, the Luminary, our two additional ones, all intact. We used them all this year. Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of Florida Southwestern State College was intact, hosted us. We couldn't have been more excited or proud to bring the events to that area in light of what happened to portions of the beaches and barrier islands, like you mentioned. But they were ready, excited to have us, and they'll be that way again in 23, and a year under their belt to continue cleaning up some of those areas should be a really fantastic destination and trip for everybody looking to get to some warm weather there in November.
It seems like, Mark, you can get an indication of how well the tournament is run and everything involved by the teams that go. You know, Ohio State was there a couple of years ago, Northwestern in 2019. I think Ohio State, Florida, that was a buzzer-beating finish, if I remember right. Just tell us about how this tournament has grown. This will be the sixth edition coming up in November, but it seems like this event has really grown well in a hurry.
Yeah, we're proud of that. We worked really hard to make sure that's the case. I mean, like, me, our team, a lot, Intersport has such a good reputation and history in college basketball that we know what's important to programs, from the director of operations to the head coach, student athletes, development departments, boosters, fans, parents, et cetera, and can really create unique and special destination experiences for teams and fans. And yeah, you mentioned some of those Big Ten schools. Gonzaga has been there. Kansas has been there. Marquette last year. The great field we have coming for 23 and beyond, we're really drawing the teams and coaches and brands that we want based on the experience that we provide. And I think also based on how important Florida and Southwest Florida is from an alumni standpoint for all Midwest schools, right? Big Ten, Big East, a lot of the Northerners retire down to that area. So there's a built-in fan base for everyone. So it's been making it really attractive, and we're really proud and happy of where we've gotten to in such a short period of time in a very competitive environment.
Yeah, I definitely can confirm a number of folks who are from Wisconsin spend a lot of time down in Southwest Florida. They're very familiar with the Fort Myers, Naples area. But for those of us who are making the trek down there, for most importantly for the fans, give us an idea of travel package information and how fans can go down there and enjoy the event.
Yeah, FortMyersTipOff.com is your hub for all things related to the event in 23 and currently the exclusive home of tickets and travel packages for the event right now. So tickets are within the travel packages to stay at the Western Cape Coral Resort. Official host hotel will house the Badger basketball team. So that turnkey experience down there for fans is available now. And moving quickly, I might add, from the West Virginians and Virginians, folks from Dallas, we've seen some good pickups so far and people getting excited about continuing to travel to Florida, travel for basketball, the Thanksgiving timeframe. So I encourage folks looking to come down and want to join us on the trip from the Midwest to Florida to head to FortMyersTipOff.com and grab some information.
So I've seen photos of the venue. This is a pretty nice facility where the games are played too, right?
It is really nice. So built in 2016, home to Florida Southwestern State College, one of the top JUCO programs in the country down there from a basketball perspective. And the arena reflects it. We're around 3,300 big. We expect it to be full this year, like it was for Ohio State, Florida in 21, as you mentioned. And boy, that buzzer beater and that finish was is an environment that not a lot of early season MTEs can replicate. But it was really fun to be there.
That is Mark Starzyak, tournament director of the Fort Myers Tip-Off, coming up November 20th through the 22nd. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Our pregame coverage continues at the Kohl Center. If you're just checking us out, Chucky Hepburn is active here tonight for the Badgers. Of course, he missed most of the second half on Sunday against Michigan. Marcus Ilver, though, is here but will not be available to play. He was involved in an auto accident earlier this week. He avoided injury, but you might imagine a little bit shaken. So he is here. He's in attendance but will not be out on the floor tonight. As we move on to our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. As we get ready for the final home game of the season, I guess the old foul-up three thing became a debate again. All I was trying to tell people is that my business is very predictable. When you don't foul and the team doesn't score, nobody says anything. When you don't foul and the team scores, you get killed. So tell us, is there are many, many variables in reality about do you foul, do you not foul? It's not quite as black and white, maybe, as some might believe.
That's exactly right. And everybody can have their own opinion, and that's what's great about sports. But what frustrates me, and I think others, is that it is not a black and white. So there are people that, whether they're fans or media or coaches or athletes, who will die on a hill that there is only one way to operate, and if you don't do that, you're wrong. And I think that the numbers, and I'm going to talk about that, maybe say that that's not accurate. And there is a little bit of interpretation to how you play this game. If there was a right way, everybody would do it the same way. And there are some very good coaches who disagree on it. So I found a study that from 2022 that Best Ball Stats did, a website called Best Ball Stats. They studied every NBA and NCAA game from the 21-22 season that featured an end-of-game up-three situation. The author of the study, Ayush Batra, he looked at the win probabilities of late-game scenarios based on the leading team's free throw percentage, the trailing team's free throw percentage, the trailing team's two-point percentage, three-point percentage, and chances of winning in overtime, if that's where you get to. What he determined was the win probability of college teams that foul was around 87%. The teams that defend get around the same, around 87%. The NBA had very similar results. Team defend, slightly higher. In essence, it was a wash. He's got a graph on there that shows that there's no obvious advantage to either strategy. But what happens is there's such a disproportionate amount of energy that's put into the team foul camp, particularly from a media side, that it gets all stirred up when a team defends and it backfires. And you rarely ever see chatter when a team successfully defends the final possession. On the same day that Wisconsin played Michigan, where Wisconsin was attempting to foul and didn't.
Which is important to note. Say that
certainly,
again.
Certainly. Yeah, Wisconsin was attempting. Kamari McGee was instructed and attempting to foul at the end of that game. Just so happens he didn't do it. They didn't call it, be that as it may. In the same day that that happened, Rutgers got a big win at Penn State by not fouling in the final possession, forcing Penn State to miss shots, and they won. And you didn't hear the same uprising of, because the people who are in the team defense camp aren't the ones who are vocal about it. Wisconsin has had some of those situations this year, haven't they, Matt?
Yeah, they have, and the three of them really stand out. December 11th at Iowa, Connor Esiejian dunks, Badgers up three, 4.9 seconds to play. Iowa brings it up, could have fouled at half court, didn't. Patrick McCaffrey had a decent look, his three-point attempt rimmed out. Minnesota, three-point game, I think Wisconsin wanted to foul. Chucky Hepburn said, forget that, I'm getting the steal, you know, which he's got a knack for doing that, as we've talked about this season. And maybe the most noticeable one was Penn State, 4.7, up three, side out of bounds for Penn State, a prolific three-point shooting team under any circumstances. They get the inbounds pass to Andrew Funk, who got it out of his hands quickly, but there was no foul, missed the shot. And for my pet peeve in my business, no one said anything like, well, they got away with one there. They got away with one there. Nothing was said. It's only, we can believe whatever you want. And personally, I don't care what teams do. I do get annoyed at my business.
Sure.
When it's a chirp, when it doesn't work, say nothing when it does. We kind of front runner in our line of work sometimes. This but, just in.
But the fact that coaches who are very accomplished and very smart differ on this is sort of illustrative. Bill Self is often in the team defend camp.
Yep.
Tom Izzo lost a game at Iowa over the weekend because they didn't foul and Peyton Sandberg hit a big three.
Yep.
Tom Izzo knows a lot about basketball. I think he's got
a pretty
smart mind, right?
He's pretty good.
Okay, advancing this a little bit. That same study, I thought, had a really interesting take. He also examined the theory of when you're down three, when you're that team, what's better, taking a three to try to tie and get to overtime, or try to take a quick two, foul, get the ball back, and take a quick two. This one was actually maybe a little bit more conclusive than the foul, don't foul debate. In college, the win probability for a team shooting the three was about 12%. Not big, but you would expect it to be big. You're down. While the team that does the quick two, foul, try to get it back, the win percentage is only 7%. That's a pretty big difference, 7-12. Yeah. The NBA was a very similar disparity. The win percentages go up a little. They're a little better at making shots. but it's basically the same. So, and then lastly, there was a third study about when trailing by two, is it better to take a two and try to get to overtime or take a three and try to win it
gusto.
Yeah. Yep. The study admitted there's a ton of variable in this one, so it's maybe a little harder to draw conclusive results, but the results would show that shooting the three, going for the win, actually resulted in a higher win percentage than teams that went for the two and tried to win in overtime.
I think it is a fun discussion when it's actually a discussion.
And sure, exactly.
Not like it's my way or no way.
Reasonable minds can disagree.
If it was that obvious, every coach in America would do it every time. We got a lot on there. We're out of time because they're playing a guy who could end up being National Player of the Year. Real quick, how often does that happen?
It's happened eight times in the last 40 seasons. Wisconsin has played a guy in the year that he wins Naismith Award. Wisconsin is 3-9 in those games, as maybe you'd expect. That's a pretty good player, pretty good team. But here's a quick look. Luca Garza, 2021, Badgers went 0-3. Buddy Hield in 2016, Oklahoma, went 0-1. Trey Burke in 13, Badgers won them both, went 2-0 against Burke. Evan Turner in 2010, lost that one. Big Dog, 1994, Badgers went 1-1. They stole one from Big Dog. Calvert Cheney, 93, lost the only matchup. Mark Aguirre for DePaul in 1980.
Wow. I wasn't even here for that.
Lost that one, 0-1. And then as far as I went back, Butch Lee from Marquette in 1978. The Badgers lost that one at Marquette in 1978. So it's happened, but it doesn't happen very often that they play the potential National Player of the Year.
You mentioned Big Dog. Remember Stu Jackson after a loss down there against Big Dog in West Lafayette, really thought it would be a good idea for him to go pro. Gene Katie did not appreciate that free advice from an opposing coach. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Courtside of the Kohl Center, regular season home finale for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight, and a tough assignment it is as they take on the fifth-ranked Purdue Boilermakers, the Big Ten champion Purdue Boilermakers. A critical game for Wisconsin, still trying to improve that resume as Selection Sunday gets closer and closer, a bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. 22 tomorrow night, overcast. Chance for snow Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Sunday. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We live in the world of fun and games, and obviously a very important game for the Badgers tonight. But every now and then, I've seen a lot of examples, life sometimes smacks you a little bit. A scare for Marcus Ilver, involved in a car accident earlier in the week. Good news, he's okay, but probably not available here tonight.
Yeah, it was, I learned of it Monday night. I was coming back from dinner with his girlfriend, and apparently somebody ran a red light and ran into him along with a few other people. So the main thing is he's okay, his girlfriend's okay, but it was a pretty traumatic car accident. So there's been, you know, obviously he's pretty shook up about it. So, for him, just working with our medical people, first of all, he's obviously physically okay, but just to be able to process what happened that night. So, he'd be back with us today, tonight on the bench, but he hasn't practiced for, obviously since then. So we'll just help him get back on track.
All right. Well, good to hear that not physically injured, and he's going to be okay and be here in attendance tonight. To mention, I always say back at the Kohl Center, it's just, I say this every year, I guess, it's hard to believe that this is the final one here at the Kohl Center. And once again, I walked over here a little after 5, and Area Red was already, the line was getting pretty large already. I know you've talked about it a couple times this week, but, man, that's some pretty impressive work by those guys.
It is. It's been awesome. I mean, we had shoot around here at 3, and I left right around 4 o'clock to stay in my routine, go home and get my suit for the night and everything. And they were lined up then before that. So for them, to make that commitment, I know when I just got in here a little while ago, again, the line is wrapping around the Kohl Center, and people, you can see students just coming from all directions here well before 2 hours before the game. So they've been awesome this year. We need to continue to grow that group and help them, get the create the advantage here that they have, and we've got to continue to do that as we go forward, which is talked about a lot every year in terms of game day environment. The students play a big piece of it.
Yeah, and I think too, Greg, I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying every team wants to win more games, right? We all get that. But this is a team that I think people have really started to wrap their arms around. If it's Connor Assigian, if it's Tyler Wall, whoever. Every game is close, it seems like, and they've taken a liking to it.
Yeah, I mean, they play so hard. I think that's the one thing, and they've seen how we've been so close. We've been on the positive end of the close games. We've taken some that have been gut-wrenching, but I think they like how they just keep coming back and try to improve and get better. It's a group that's a relatively young group, so if they latch onto them now, they're going to see them again in action down the road.
Which is a very, very encouraging sign. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Badgers and the Boilermakers here tonight. It's been a year, like a year and a day, maybe, I guess, since these teams played. A couple of new faces, particularly in their backcourt. We'll get to that in a moment, but tell us one more time about Zach Edey, all 7'4", 300 bills, but lean. I mean, just a great player.
Yeah, a terrific player. Just that he's made himself into a player. You know, as I think I said the other day in my press conference, I think he was probably ranked maybe 400th in the country, if that. But how he's made himself, and I've talked to Coach Painter several times over the last 3 years, and his name has come up, and just how he's got an unbelievable work ethic, just wants to be a great player. He's gotten great shape, obviously plays much more now in terms of minutes he can handle. He can handle 30 plus minutes a game. So, and they do a great job of finding him. You know, they throw it in the post as much as anybody in the country, and rightfully so. I guess if you got a guy like that's that big, and that adept to make plays inside, you do that.
And one of the things that he has an ability to do is get it back out if he's doubled or whatever. And two freshman guards who, you know, Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, both of them, they, you know, freshmen are going to have ups and downs, right? But their ups have been really good.
Yeah, they have been. You know, and I think, you know, much like they've had similar seasons to how our freshman has, Connor. Ironically, a couple of them from the same state. So, you know, they have. They've been really not afraid of the moment, much like Connor hasn't been afraid of the moment. You know, Braden Smith has done a phenomenal job as a freshman point guard coming in, leading the show. He's had a great year. You mentioned Lawyer. You know, and Mason Gillis comes off the bench for him. Ethan Morton has done just fills a role for him. So they've got obviously Edey as the star power. They got, you know, young freshmen that are really good. But the other guys have done a really good job. Kaufman Wren is going to be a really good player. That's a name to watch down the road. He's only a freshman, but he's going to be a really good player in this league. So they've got, you know, like you said, the star power that you need to have. And then also they got really good pieces that buy into the roles around them.
Final one, not to give away state secrets, and keys probably don't change a whole lot with you guys game to game, but what do you emphasize in a game like this against the Boilermakers?
Well, it's obviously we got to keep them out of transition because you got to minimize easy baskets because they're going to be hard enough to guard in the half court. So you don't want to give them easy ones. So that's taking care of the ball ourselves, getting good shot ourselves, see if we can get to the foul line. And then obviously you try a lot of different things or to keep the ball out of Edey's hands. Good luck. I mean, they do a great job of finding him and moving him around and changing the angles of the entry. So, you know, ball pressure will be key. It won't be so much the one-on-one matchup with Steve or Chris Hodges or Gilmore on Edie. It's going to be the other pieces around him, how we can offer assistance and help, and a lot of that starts with the ball pressure.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
Pre-game coverage continues. Quick check of the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences as Tyler Wall being recognized on senior night. Has a decision to make, and everybody's respected his space. He wants to finish out this season. He does have the option of coming back next year. In due time, we will all find out together. Meantime, Mike, quick check. Michigan's gone on a 10-point run now. The Wolverines lead Illinois 57-56. A little less than 7 minutes left in that game. And Rutgers on top of Minnesota 63-54. The bizarre nature of this league. If Michigan does happen to lose tonight, the second-place team of the Big Ten is going to have 8 losses. That's how muddled mess this is.
It's predictably unpredictable. Every game is that way. Last night, you watched Penn State bounce back after horrible home loss and rallied against Northwestern. Keep an eye on this Cameron Winter. All of a sudden you see a transfer from Drexel scoring double figures in 5 of the last 7, 4 straight. We're seeing it here with Max Klesmet, who's been in double figures in 4 or 5. So it's a matter of transitioning into a new role at a new school, and we've seen it with both these players.
It was Winter who hit that corner three that was the difference in overtime for the Nittany Lions last night. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to tonight's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th, at any Cleary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Cleary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clearybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Our Petra Boys pregame show continues. Time for our Nissan keys to the game. Mike, as Greg Gard mentioned, it's going to be hard enough to stop Purdue in the half court. You just can't give them the easy ones. It never changes. Ball security, they're as good as it gets in college basketball, but you just can't give them those pick sixes here tonight.
Kind of underlying decision making, right, with the basketball, the types of shots you take, higher percentage shots because it could result in runouts. I think that was one of the keys in those two wins last year over Purdue. With the Jaden Ivey, they limited transition opportunities.
And you know, we've been watching these guys the last couple of days. The teams have tried a little bit of everything against Zach Edey, and as Coach Gard mentioned, it's not just Stephen Crowell or Carter Gilmore, even if they go with Chris Hodges, whatever. It's ball pressure. It's a lot of other things you got to do to help who is ever dealing with Edey inside, right?
Absolutely. There's to be five men connected as one on the defensive end, and you're still probably going to give up some open shots, and you just hope it's one of those nights where they're not falling, because they are going to get some open looks.
Yeah, they are. They have not been shooting it well of late, the Boilermakers, but that old line, how good is your best, and that answer is really, really good. Fletcher Lawyer will shoot between five and six times from the three-point line. Braden Smith, not as often, but Smith is 40% for three, and he averages better than four assists per game. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups, presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. If you're just checking us out, we've been telling you here in our pregame show, Chucky Hepburn is active, and he will be back in the starting lineup here today. Missed most of the second half of the Michigan game. Marcus Ilver is here, but not available tonight. He was involved in an auto accident earlier this week. Physically, he got out of that, relatively speaking, unscathed, but has not been on the practice floor here the last couple of days. So he is here, but will not be out on the floor here tonight for the Badgers. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now for the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Matt Painter's Purdue Boilermakers. And up front, you'll have Mason Gillis, a 6'6 junior out of Newcastle, Indiana. 6.5 points, 3.7 rebounds a game, making his 10th start of the season. The big man is as big as it gets. Zach Edey, a 7'4, 305-pound junior out of Toronto, Canada. 22.3 points, nearly 13 rebounds, 5.5 on the offensive glass, and 2.3 block shots per game, 66 total if you're counting. And he'll also get an assist and a half per game. Not bad for a guy who last year played 19 minutes a game. He's averaging in Big Ten play nearly 33 minutes of playing time. He just took up this sport about 5 years ago. It seems to be working out okay for him. In the backcourt for Matt Painter, a three-guard alignment, Brandon Newman, 6'5 junior out of Valparaiso, Indiana, 5.5 points, 2.7 rebounds a game, and a really intriguing freshman tandem of Fletcher Lawyer, 6'4 out of Fort Wayne, 12 points, 2.5 assists per game, and Braden Smith, 6-footer out of Westfield, Indiana, about 10 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4.3 assists per game, and an assist to turnover ratio that is much better than 2-1. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall, the 6'9 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11.5 points, 7 boards, 2.7 assists. Max Klesman in the backcourt, 6'3 junior from Nina at 8 points, 2.5 rebounds. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, 12 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, at 12 points, 3 rebounds, and about 3 assists per contest. Purdue leads the series through the years, 111-74. The Badgers, though, have won 3 of the last 4, and including a sweep last year, but all of those games here over the last couple of seasons decided by 5 points or less, including last year's classic at the Kohl Center that Chucky Hepburn banked in 3 that gave the Badgers a share of the Big Ten title. And those are your starting lineups and then some, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Before we move on, let us first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's update you on a couple of scores going on right now in the Big Ten. A little more than 2 minutes remaining at the Barn. Rutgers leads Minnesota 68-60. A bit more than 4 minutes remaining in Champaign. It's Illinois 65, Michigan 59. It's the home finale for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight as Greg Gard's team taking on the Big Ten champion and fifth-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurts. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time.